Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Chris versus the fans headed your way here shortly. Chance to qualify for whatever the prize is. I don't know exactly. I think it's Sammy Hager, but we'll get to that here shortly.
Sam Hager.
We'll get to that here shortly. Fun show so far. Scraby just got another butt whooping. Good match. He played himself, though. His North Dakota
He's going to never live this one down, for sure. Scraby, I can't even make
if that is not the clip that you post, we're gonna have a problem, man.
We're gonna need a
You are perfectly sabotaging our whole thing here if you are not making that the clip.
That's
I gotta go pick up my notebook. Hold on.
Oh, that's still lying across the room after he lost.
You picked it up. Already,
it reminds me a little of my dad and I used to like to do trivia. This is probably one of the reasons I got good at trivia. And one time we were doing trivia with my uncle was there. The three of us were going around. It was my turn to ask a question. I asked the question. My dad and my uncle really were thinking hard on it, and they were kind of arguing back and forth over two choices for the correct answer. And my dad was pretty sure, but my uncle was pretty sure. So my uncle banged the table. He's like, "No, it's this." My dad said, "He banged the table. We got to go with him." And he was wrong. So this to me was a bang of the table by Scraby.
Scraby banged the table for North Dakota, not touching water or Canada.
And he played himself.
Congratulations.
I don't know why I thought that like Montana was above North Dakota. I don't know why I thought that.
See, I told you.
Hasn't ever been.
You didn't have that.
You sure it didn't move?
You didn't have that power unified.
That's
man.
Actually possible.
That's what it boiled down to.
I'm sorry?
You didn't have that power unified. Is what it boiled down to in the end. Maps, power unified had you, baby. That's how it works.
Poway just get a shout out for their map skills.
Powegians,
I looked at so many maps as a kid, man. The Bad Boys was posted everywhere.
Yeah, they were. That and the letters of the alphabet.
Yep.
Capital and
you,
not capital.
You saw it
all
everywhere.
Over the room. Yeah.
So it's ingrained in my mind. All right. We do have a Chris versus the fans to get to. 833-288-0973. Let's get to it.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself.
Howdy do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me, this guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know what you're in for.
Chris versus the fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right. Let me get the prize, which is Sam Hager. As Tony said, you're qualified to win a chance to win our grand prize, a trip for two to see Sammy Hagar in Las Vegas, including two tickets to the March 20th show, a two-night stay at Park MGM, and a $100 gas card. Sammy Hagar returns to Las Vegas with his Best of All Worlds Las Vegas residency. Get ready to rock with your favorite hits from the Van Halen years, Sammy solo hits, and more only in Las Vegas this March 11th through the 21st and September 18th through the 26th. at Dolby Live at Park MGM. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Now the rules. You have to make it through three questions. Each question will get more difficult. If you get the question right, you move on. If you get it wrong and Chris gets it right, you're eliminated. But if Chris gets it wrong, then you move on to the next question or you win. If you're a first-time player, let us know before you get into it. You'll get that first question.
All right. Great. Why don't you get us to our first contestant?
Okay. Let me put these people on hold. Let's go. Okay, that guy just dropped. Let's go to Sean.
Hello, Sean. Happy Tuesday. Welcome to the show. Sean?
First-time player.
First-time player!
All right. Here we go.
Hey, Sean. Are you an S-H-A, U or W-N, or S-E-A-N?
S-E-A-N.
Okay.
S-E-A-N.
That's the OG.
That's spelling. The original gangster spelling?
That's the original gangster spelling right there. All right, here we go.
Sorry, Sean, for that.
Second question.
Sorry, Sean, for that.
Whoever screened him before put the S-H-U-A-U-N.
Yeah.
I would never spell someone's name Sean like that unless they told me.
Yeah. What nickname was shared by sports stars Raheem Ishmael, Maurice Richard, and Roger Clemens? What nickname did all three guys share?
The Rocket.
Great answer.
Very good. And we also want to correct our host, Maurice Richard. Was the hockey guy there?
Maurice Richard. Yes, I apologize.
The Rocket Richard. But very good for you, Sean.
Nice work, Sean.
I'm just sticking up for you, Tony, because somebody out there would be critical of that.
Please correct me. Yeah. I don't want to be purposely butchering or accidentally butchering people's names. Here we go. Question number three.
For the win.
It's great we got deep on some of these right here.
Mm-hmm.
What two gymnastic events are done in competition by both men and women?
Pole vault and the table saw or something.
I know what you're talking about. I don't know what it's called.
I do too. But hold on.
I'm thinking. He said pole vault, and I know that was a mistake that he, you know, just one of those things. But I do think both do the vault. So I am going to go with vault. And he may have given it to me, but I'm trying to think of women doing the pommel horses too. No, I don't think women do that. The men do the floor exercise. Oh, this is a tough one. Vault, I'm staying with vault. Rings. Parallel bar. I'm impressed that I even know this many
me too.
Events.
Honestly, me too.
I've never seen a man on a balance beam, which is a good thing.
That would hurt if they
fell.
Yeah. All right, we're going to need
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to get it. I'm going to go. That's not pommel horse. I know the women don't do that. Ring. No.
Oh, my gosh.
None of those are right.
Do I need to buzz him wrong, Tony, at this point?
No, what is happening? I haven't gone yet.
You've had way more.
Well, but I need the time. This is really, because whatever I answer is going to be, I hate when I answer and I know I'm wrong.
Tony, make a ruling on when his turn
pommel
is
horse. Sean, you win.
Scraggy was waiting for you to stick with that answer.
He was hovering over the buzzer.
You actually said it.
I did.
You did. Vault was one of them.
I got that one.
And then floor. Was the
other. Men do the floor?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
They do the tumbling.
They must have, and I just don't. I switched the channel, I guess.
I got to say, though, that the rings might be.
That's the hardest thing in the world.
All of those gymnastics guys.
I think all of it's impossible, but
remarkable.
The rings in particular are the rings they're special.
I mean, when they hold out to the side like this.
I could just feel my whole side tearing apart.
I could feel my shoulders popping out.
Not to mention the shoulder part. Yeah, that's insane.
Chris, I'm impressed that you knew as many events in
I need to see. I need to see a male floor exercise, but I guess it happens. I just don't.
You can Google it.
I'm sure I can. I can't picture it though.
Just be careful when you Google male floor exercise.
May get some photos. I'm not ready
yes,
for.
I think so. I think so.
Well, good for you, Sean. You get the chance to. Win the trip to Las Vegas, just like that.
Yeah.
It's always good when you're a first-time player. I like when first-time players win because it hopefully
It shows you why being a first-time player can give you an advantage.
That's right. And
nice
you got
word.
It. That was good.
Strong contestant there. I think he would have given you some issues regardless.
That was just a good question. When you asked it.
When you asked it.
Yeah. When you asked it, I thought, oh, this is going to be a piece of cake. And then I started going through them, and I'm like, wait, none of these make sense to me.
We already know Sam Levitt wants to be an ice dancer, but...
That's right. asked this one time, what event would you want to do? And he said, ice dancer.
He said, I would be a really good ice dancer.
And that's about how he said it.
He'd also be a good jockey. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's short in stature.
Okay.
I mean, you've got to be light.
I think he weighs a little too much on
him. I think he's a little too heavy.
Yeah. I don't think Sam would ever get on a horse.
I didn't say he would enjoy it. I just said his stature.
Can you imagine Sam being like, on top of a horse? Which event would you guys do in gymnastics? If you could do one event, what would you do?
It has to be gymnastics?
Yeah.
I took gymnastics in high school.
Really?
Not a surprise to me.
Well, the teacher was just
attractive?
Too attractive. Yeah. Had to try it. Me and another friend of mine just said, let's go, as if it really mattered, right? And I tell you, first of all, you get up on the balance beam. It's only 4 or 5 feet off the floor, but then your eyes are another five, six feet, however tall you are.
Right,
so you're way up there, so forget that one. The floor exercise, the tumbling part, which is impossible to do anyway, but the in-between tumbling runs where you're walking around and doing, that just seems too weird to me. So you feel kind of foolish. When you're going from one spot to another, that feels too foolish. I think the vault. Okay. You jump on the thing, you pop over. There's serious injury potential, but I think that's something you could maybe do.
I've always really wanted to be able to do the uneven bars.
You know what would be funny to see you?
See me?
Yeah, the floor. The floor.
I would fall. I would fall, and then I wouldn't be able to get back up.
Scravy would be hilarious.
Again, it's the movements in between that I think would be fun.
Oh, I would be a great ribbon dancer.
Ribbon dance. Now you're going with
they got the same thing.
Rhythmic gymnastics.
The same type of movements.
You pop what do you got, Tony? What are you choosing here? You didn't choose.
I probably would be vault. It probably would be vault.
Yeah, seems like he. I don't know. You could. I mean, have you ever seen the clips of the guy hitting the board and then going straight into the side of the?
Yes, that looks
the vault. Like they mistimed it.
That doesn't look good at all.
No, it doesn't.
All right, let's get to break. We got some.
Oh, I know what we should talk about.
What you got?
We got to talk about Woody Johnson.
Yes.
Tony and I touched on this last week, and then on Friday I had more information on it. But
we touched on the fact that the NFL is, they're not suing. They are filed a grievance against the NFLPA.
Yes, correct.
About these report cards that we have gone over pretty much the last 3 years that The Athletic does. It comes from players. NFL owners not really liking it.
We found out. Who?
Yeah, there's one in particular that's not liking it, and you'll figure out why. We're going to check some traffic and get to that on the other side. More Gwen and Chris.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. year, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
419 is the time. Welcome back to Gwen and Chris. Good job there by Sean on the his debut performance in Chris versus the Fans.
He didn't miss.
Got the win, and we all learned a whole lot more about gymnastics than we probably thought we were going to on this day.
I think if someone can, I don't know if you guys play with AI out there, but if someone could put together an AI
Scraby doing a floor,
doing a floor routine.
Oh. As long as it's good. If it makes me look great,
I think
fine.
That would be phenomenal.
I did.
There's got to be somebody sitting in an AI desk right now who just took that under advisement. They're like, "Well, let's see what we can do."
I did not gymnastics, but it was like called tumbling or something when I was little because you get to dive into the
That's like little
the beginning
kids
gymnastics.
Yeah,
I always loved diving into the foam blocks, and so that's what I just kept doing all the time. Just kept great. diving into the foam blocks.
How about actual diving? Did you ever dabble in any of that, like, off a springboard into a pool?
Like competitively?
No, of course not.
Oh, no, just I loved fun. My grandparents had a springboard.
Were you could you do a front flip, a back flip, any of that?
The front flip was easier than the back flip.
Did you ever miss it?
I hit my head.
You hit your head.
On the diving board and doing a back flip.
You and Greg Luganis. Yeah,
I was about to say that, Greg Luganis. Let me ask you this. This might age me. Do they still have, like, the pool areas with, like, the high dive? You know what I'm saying? Like, I grew up going to a community center
where they have a pretty high dive.
Where they had a high dive.
I think it's 3.5 meters.
And it was like, and it was like a thing to like climb up there and like jump off.
Yeah.
I did it.
You've done that.
But I haven't seen one. I really
haven't. I haven't seen one in a long time either.
And springboards I don't think are legal anymore in backyards and stuff because they're dangerous.
Well, a 3.5 meter springboard in a backyard, you'd have to have a little deeper pool.
It certainly wasn't in the backyard. But,
I always wanted like the hot tub, you know, so I could get, you know, the divers in the Olympics, they get out and they go jump right in the hot tub. And,
yeah, that looks fun.
It does.
One last thing. 10-meter platform. Has anyone ever seen one? Everyone ever climbed up to the top of one and walked out there? Like they have for the Olympics.
32 feet. No,
I don't know where
not.
You'd find one.
Yeah, no.
I think they used to have one in Long Beach. I don't know where, if anybody knows where a 10-meter would even be. But I've
they
never
had one
done
in Long
that.
Beach?
They did. It, you know, one of those, is maybe something they even had used for an Olympic or something.
I might have been to it then, because that's where I jumped off the...
The 3.5?
Was in Long Beach.
Yeah, I don't know if anyone's ever had that chance. But, I mean, those guys in the Olympics or whatever, they make it look like it's child's play.
Yeah, they actually jump. Like, they launch themselves.
Yeah, I don't even know how you'd stand there, let alone
I'm good.
Do a routine off of there. It's great for you? Been up there?
No, not a 10 meter. Yeah. That's too high for me. I did jump into, like, a... When I was little, there was like this canyon area where you could jump in, and people were doing that. And I jumped into like 40 feet, and that was too much because it hurt when I hit the water.
Yeah, that's the thing with a 10-meter that I've been told, because I certainly never did it. But if you did just jump off, you could badly injure yourself if you didn't enter the water correctly. No,
you need to make sure you touch that water right.
Yeah. Someone's saying there's a 10-meter diving board in the South County area.
Okay. Oh, you know what? Well, there is an Olympic Training Center down here.
There it is.
That would probably be the place.
That would be the one, yeah. All right, maybe we should...
No.
See if Woodsy wants to try it. Woodsy likes to do this.
Let's not volunteer ourselves.
Hey, Woodsy,
you
never
madness.
Hit the 100-mile-per-hour fastball. How about you jump off the 10-meter?
Nah, I think that.
I don't think Woodsy wanted to do that.
I think that's even crazier, quite frankly.
Really?
Yes.
You could get a lot more injured doing the 10-meter.
Wait. You think that just stepping off of a 10-meter platform is crazier than trying
I'm
to hit a 100-mile fastball?
I think that's crazier.
I do. 100-mile-an-hour fastball, the worst thing that can happen is you keep missing it and you go walk
right,
away.
You move on about
a 10-meter platform, as we said.
You could miss it.
If you don't jump right, you would hurt yourself just with the force you enter the water.
I'm not going to go down the road I was going to go down because I've learned a lesson ever since Ty 10.
This is, you know why I'm bringing this up, Tony, because I was hoping Scraby would say, I can do it.
I don't want to see Scraby get hurt.
I don't even think I'd let you try that one.
I don't want to see this dude get hurt.
I don't think we'd let you try that one. That's
see, I would much rather.
He's lucky the Ty 10 worked out in his favor in that whole situation, because that could have turned out
terrible,
health-wise too bad.
Yeah, I think I've tried to get Tony behind this idea of me being tackled by an Aztecs football player, but he thinks that I would die.
I
so.
Think you would have something broken. I don't even think they would consent to doing it because they know that you would end up hurt somehow.
They might hurt themselves trying not to hurt you.
Fine.
It's not a good idea.
I was going to ask, you know, like, what's the craziest thing you've ever done? But we know for you, it'd have to be jumping out of the skydiving, which you've done a few times, right?
That wasn't that crazy.
Stupid.
I think it's pretty crazy. Correct me if I'm wrong. People who've actually skydived are in the minority out there over people that haven't.
For sure.
Well, I guess in this room, it's true.
I think in life, it's true.
I've done it twice.
I think swimming with the sharks in Tahiti with no cage was not...
Yeah, that's never going to happen in
that
my
was
life.
Risky for me.
Yeah, I look
Tony,
back on
you
that.
Anywhere on this
I did a
category?
Shark, I did the shark thing in Bora Bora, and it's not...
your heart.
I'm thinking about it right now, how stupid it was. Open water with...
Yeah.
Sharks.
The funniest thing to me, not funny, but was that we sailed, sailed all the way out there on the big boat, and then we get there, and the guy starts throwing chum in the water. Right. Like, you're bringing it in. What are you doing?
The more I think about it, it's like, I'm like one of the dumbest people
I think the guy
I've
looked
known.
At me, he goes, you should be happy I'm throwing this in there, because otherwise, you would be the chum.
Yeah.
So that was his point, which didn't make me feel a whole lot more comfortable.
Yeah, right.
I can't do it.
Sorry, I
just had this view. I remember having the goggles on and putting my head in the water to see,
see where the
sharks were.
Tony's like, nope.
Trying to take a little, get a little look-see before you went in.
They were way down there, and I was still terrified. I probably spent like 45 seconds in the water. I like put my head down, saw what I needed to see, and I was out.
There's one thing my girlfriend really wants me to do with her.
What's that?
Go in the ocean. And I said, nope.
So you don't, you live by the same standards I do in terms of the ocean water. You don't get in it.
I don't get in it.
Yeah,
I tried to do surfing for a little bit and I was not good at it. And then I stepped on a stingray and it did the little flippy thing underneath my foot. And that was it for me. I never went back in the water again.
Real quick on the shark. I bring this up because I remember a great comedian. I think his name is Robert. He passed away. Very funny guy. And I'm sorry, I can't remember his name. But I saw him on HBO one time. He talked about if you're attacked by a shark, the number one thing they tell you to do, and I'm reading this to confirm it, your best bet if attacked is to make sure the shark sees you as a strong, credible threat. Usually, a hard blow to the shark's gills, eyes, or snout will work. So what they're telling you to do is to punch the shark.
Punch him right in the nose.
And the guy, the comedian said, the shark, after you punch him, says, I wasn't going to attack you, but I am now. He just punched me. That was a pretty funny line.
Yeah.
But that's true. You if that ever happens. Yeah,
I've definitely heard that. Yeah, it's certainly... I hope I'm able to think that fast in that moment.
Yeah.
Hit him in his gills.
And connect.
Right.
That would
in
be
water,
one you'd want to connect.
In water.
Yeah. There's not a good forced punch that you can throw underwater.
Hopefully it doesn't take much.
Yeah, well, the shark is just ripping my other arm off. I'm going to punch it in the nose. We never talk about Woody Johnson. We will in the 5 o'clock hour.
Yeah, we'll get to it.
We'll get to Woody. We'll I should have said that differently. All right, let's do
we'll
the,
get to Woody.
Let's try to just get to the big five.
Robert Schimmel, is that who it was?
That is the guy. Yes, thank Dominic, you for somebody who came Dominic. Up with that. Good job, Dominic.
All right, big five next.
All guests on 97.3 The Fan, join us on the David P. Shapiro Fan Hotline. David P. Shapiro, criminal defense attorneys, helping good people regain control of their future when charged with a crime since 2010. Visit DavidPShapiroLaw.com.
I wanted to follow up before we get to the big five on Robert Schimmel, who somebody pointed out was the comedian who did that thing on the shark. He passed in 2010 at the age of 60 in a car accident. Mm. But he was hilarious. And I recommend, look this up for you guys. If you can find it, I'm sure you can on YouTube, whatever. It's Robert Schimmel, and the stand-up comedy special is called Unprotected. I think you'll be rolling for about an hour straight. It's really funny, and it's got this is that's you want me to
his picture?
Yeah, let me his picture.
Yeah,
that's him in a little later in his life. But I that is an hour of absolute classic, just hit everything on right on the nose. Really funny stuff. So anyway, a recommendation from me to you out there.
Scraby, are you going to take care of Toyota when you start doing it, or you want me to head to that one too, buddy?
Let's go for it right now.
All right. This hour is also brought to you by Toyota of Poway. Voted San Diego's number one Toyota dealer by USA Today. It's the season to save at Toyota of Poway. As I told you, it was voted number one.
They like to say that, yeah.
USA Today. The Black Friday sale event is on with brand new Toyotas in stock and ready to roll. Hurry to Toyota of Poway or toyotaofpoway.com and drive home happy this holiday season. No traffic, but Scraby's got a big five. Let's get to it.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only...
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
So KG is on the chat asking me if I've ever scuba dived. And I have scuba. Is it scuba dived? Scuba dived.
Dived.
Before
dived
in my
is
life.
The past tense of dive.
Oh.
Dove is not a word.
Dove's not a word?
Correct.
So like I dove for the anywhere. Bag?
Nope, you dived.
Did you know that?
I did not. I certainly dove back to the bag is what I would have said.
Yeah.
That's wrong, huh?
Check it out.
I dived to back
sure.
to the bag.
Yeah, you're right. Nobody ever says that, right? He dove back to the bag. But
this is wild.
Pretty positive that the past tense of dive is dived.
But anyway, I was saying I've done scuba diving before. The breathing part is the part I can't do.
Yeah.
The breathing is hard.
That's kind of a necessity,
regular,
right?
It's definitely a necessity.
Good point.
Is that important?
It's not like you can just breathe normally. No. You have to take the breath in and out. And it wasn't good.
And that's the thing, is the moment I see an animal...
is when the breathing
is going to change. Going to immediately change.
Yeah, when you see the shark, make sure you stay relaxed.
It's not possible. For me, at least.
Yeah. Not many people.
All
at
right.
least.
With that said, let's move on.
Number five.
We've covered a lot today, guys, all over the place. Scuba diving, gymnastics, a comment made earlier today.
YouTube does have the unprotected. I'm still kind of... fired up about this Robert Schimmel thing.
Oh.
Go ahead. Sorry.
Just like,
like, what?
All right. We talked about it briefly earlier in the show, but Luis Campusano, Padres need to make a decision on him. And Tony, you're up first. I'll ask you the same thing I did about Kyle Hart. Will Luis Campusano be on the opening day roster?
Yes.
Whoa.
Yeah. All right. That's all he needs. I mean, I didn't ask why.
I mean, at this point, I don't think it's a crazy thought. On November 18th, the roster has got missing four guys from the 40. You know, you'd be missing a bunch of starters. True, the roster.
Do we have any other catchers at the moment?
No, we have Fermin. That's it.
Maldonado? He's going to be a coach.
He retired,
now, right? Yeah.
Diaz was not, his option was not picked up. So we only have one. I mean, one that's on the 40 man. Or okay. I shouldn't say that. One that's was on the big league roster last year.
Yeah. That makes sense. Chris, do you think he makes the opening day roster?
I need to ask Tony, is he under, what's his contract situation?
For me, he's under
Luis Campusano. Is he, could he sign somewhere else? Since he's in the minor leagues, let's say somebody wanted to bring him on a major league deal.
They protected him 2 years ago, right?
Protected him from...
On the 40-man. He came up to the big leagues, 2 years ago? That was his first?
2020 was his first.
So they got six... What, they got...
So they got control
They got control of him, yeah.
Yeah, they still have control of him for sure. Like, he can't just go pick another team.
Right. They haven't non-tendered him, so they got his rights for at least another.
Yeah, he made his debut in 2020.
Yeah. So I would say at least through this year, maybe longer because of the time he's actually spent.
I say we put him on. Yes.
All right.
Schilt's gone. I don't think Schilt liked him.
But
I don't.
I mean, the last couple managers have managed him the same, which is give him a chance.
I think Bob Melvin gave him a lot more of a chance.
Yeah, he did. By the way, people are freaking out. Dove is a word.
I've never said
the original past tense of dive is dive. Dove developed as an alternate form in the 1800s, probably by analogy with drive and drove.
Right, so actually, Chris was right until the 1800s.
Yeah, it makes sense. He's been wrong for 140 years. That's all. Come on.
Chris did grow up with that stuff.
You know, he kind of saw it from the beginning.
I was taught dived as a youngster.
You know what?
And I never made the adjustment.
I'll give you a pass on this one.
Thank you.
Because when you were in your schoolhouse back in the 1800s.
Wild Dove
just
is
before
also,
the 1800s.
I'm just 1799.
Right. That's when he came in and to know it was dived.
It says this in dark, bold letters from Merriam-Webster. The past tense of dive is dived. Wild Dove is also used, particularly in North America.
Ah.
Dived is the original form, and it remains the preferred usage in British English.
Yes,
well,
British
I'm not
English.
There. Okay.
All right.
That makes total sense, actually.
It does.
That last part.
Yes. Number four. Ever since J.J. McCarthy came back and won Week 1's Monday Night Football game against the Bears, he has not been as great and seemingly holding the Vikings back right now. He's thrown 6 TDs and 8 interceptions and is only averaging around 170 yards passing a game. His team is now 4-6, and they have lost the last 4 of 5. In hindsight, here's the question. In hindsight, should they have brought back Sam Darnold, who went to the Seahawks? But keep in mind, Chris, Darnold's cheap this year, and then he makes $33 and $41 million the next 2 years. So you have to keep that in mind when you're deciding whether or not the Vikings should have brought back Sam Darnold.
I think this is two-pronged, because number one, if you have Jefferson, right, this year on your fantasy team, you're not happy, right? He's supposed to be like one of the dominant players.
So I did not pick him. I was not sure.
He has not really done much, I think that's on J.J. McCarthy. You've got to get – and again, we've seen it in the past. You don't even have to get the ball to an open Jefferson. Just get it in the area.
Give him a chance. That's
right. And I think McCarthy needs to do a better job of that. However, on the other side, I don't think it's bad. You're breaking in a new guy. I think he's shown some signs. He hasn't been consistent. But let's be honest. If the guy doesn't make a long kickoff return, they beat the Bears the last game, and he's the hero for pulling the game out at the end. Similar to the first Bears game. So there's a lot of circumstances. And I think McCarthy has a good future, and you have to You have to have some growing pains, so it's okay. I say.
Tony, should they have brought back Sam Darnold, the Vikings?
No. I think if you bring back Sam Darnold, it changes the way you can fill out the rest of your roster.
Right.
And I think they made the calculation that this could be the scenario in the first year of J.J. McCarthy. Right? Like, he hasn't had a... He didn't have any really starts under his belt.
And he got hurt.
He got hurt last year.
And he was hurt this year.
And he was hurt at the beginning of this year. So I think they knew that this could be a part of it. I think they chose this route because he was going to be cheaper, not just this year, but for the next 3 or 4 years.
Yeah.
And they get a chance to, if he develops the way they think he's going to, they got a chance to solidify all the other spots on that roster. It's kind of like the Chiefs, right? They had a time frame where they could just ride out Patrick Mahomes until they eventually had to pay him. They did. And they've kind of...
49ers enjoyed that with Brock Purdy.
This is kind of the formula.
Jaden Daniels and the Commanders.
They already seemingly have the pieces around that maybe you can strengthen over the next couple years. And by having a cheap quarterback, this gives you the space to do that, to make improvements beyond this year.
I honestly think the way to win a Super Bowl now is if you don't have a legendary quarterback,
you got to go.
You have to go with a good young quarterback.
And the problem with that is, as we're learning, it may not be an exact science to identify who these quarterbacks are.
Yeah,
I mean, your boy, last pick in the entire draft.
Yeah,
right. So there clearly a whole bunch of teams passed him up before the Niners got to him.
He's a one in a million shot, though.
Is he, though? Tom Brady? Is this another one?
Yeah, I mean, two of them.
There's a lot of guys that are talented and drafted late, and if they land with the right team, they got a shot.
John Unitas was playing on a pickup sandlot dirt field when somebody found him.
Really?
Yeah, he went to Louisville, and then it didn't
go Louisville,
and then he didn't go right to the Colts and become like the greatest quarterback of that era.
Wow,
took a while.
I did not know that.
Never know.
I mean, that's the other thing. Look at the late blooming quarterbacks we've seen over the last couple of years. Right, Baker Mayfield,
Sam Darnold's
turning into one. Like, just going back to the point that we talk about often, like we're usually talking about coaches, but. Goes for quarterbacks, just goes for development in general. You got to have some patience. It's not going to happen in a year, all the time.
Before we move on to the next one, we need to give you your traffic report.
From the 855 Get Ross Traffic Center, protecting San Diego after accidents or injury, here's Kelly Danick.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW. Birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now.
Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Number three.
All right, so Chris said that Johnny Unitas was drafted in the ninth round by the Steelers in 1955, and they cut him.
And the Steelers weren't good again for another 17 years.
Probably
after that
shouldn't
mistake.
Have cut Johnny U.
Yeah.
Does anybody call him Johnny U?
They did.
All right.
Quite often.
All right, I was reading an article about the Jamar Chase one-game suspension for spitting on Jalen Ramsey, and the article brought up the other one-game suspensions that have happened in the NFL. Basically, the point of the whole thing was the NFL's suspensions have no real consistency. Jalen Carter wasn't really even suspended after spitting on Dak Prescott this year.
He's still mad about that one.
Yeah, because something he did in the game was acting as his punishment, which is crazy to me. But then you have Gronk. He was suspended one game back in the day for giving the people's elbow to a Bills player that was lying on the ground. Remember that?
Yes,
he just went crazy. In 2018, the Jaguars... I didn't even know this. Jaguars' Dante Fowler Jr. was suspended one game as for a series of events that included, quote, refereeing a fight between his girlfriend and the mother of his child. Referee fight.
Told him to just square off, huh?
Like, what? He also assaulted a police officer and additional charges of battery and theft, but he only got one game. So with this in mind, Tony, is one game a proper suspension for spitting on another player? Should it be more? Should it be less? Should it just be a fine?
I think it's good for now. But dare I say we are in a trending thing of people spitting on people?
Yeah, this is going to have to... They're gonna have to.
So for now, I'm okay with it. But if we continue to see it, yeah, I think you need to touch the pockets a little bit. Jamar Chase, no matter, he makes a good amount of money, but I promise you he's going to fill that...
This was a $500,000 spit.
$500,000 that he is going to miss out on this week.
Yeah.
He's going to feel that. And I promise you...
But his wife mentions it to him a time or two.
He's probably not married, is my guess.
Jamar
Chase. I don't think he's married.
He is.
You get two games, that turns into a mil.
That's
a lot. You're getting it in back-to-back weeks. You feel
that's
that.
That's a lot. And your team is
going to miss
what's
you
different
too.
About football, unlike baseball, where it's spread out over a course of 6 months... It's harder, when you dock an NFL player a game check, they feel that immediately.
Mm-hmm. I would say it wouldn't be a bad idea if the NFL came out right now and said, next guy who spits...
Two games.
Three games.
Three
Just
games.
Say
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Say it right
it
now.
It would probably stop it.
Uh-huh. Well, but no, but wouldn't the Players Association...
I just had a crazy thought, like... A dude like in the middle of spitting and then realizes
like, catches it.
Just kind of falling on their face.
Hey, that'd be better than paying $1.5 million.
It's like, your babies when they first are children and they haven't quite been able to figure out the whole throwing up thing. That'd be kind of what it was like.
The Players Association might fight that so they don't want to be fined, but it's going to be a bad look for them to fight that.
Yeah.
Yeah, punish our player for spitting on someone else.
If the league just comes out and says, next guy, three games, that's going to probably stop it.
It's a disgusting act. It needs to not be seen anymore. And yeah. I think the best way to do it is to touch the pockets a little bit.
I agree.
A lot of it.
Do you have anything else to add?
No, we're good.
Number two.
Ole Miss has given Lane Kiffin an ultimatum to decide his future before the November 28th Egg Bowl against Mississippi State, a person briefed on the discussions told The Athletic. Kiffin is 10-1 this year. He's considered a candidate for open jobs at both Florida and LSU. A source confirmed that LSU sent a private plane for Kiffin's family to visit Baton Rouge on Monday, and the Kiffin family also took a similar trip to Gainesville the day before. Lane Kiffin was not on either trip, The Advocate and On3 first reported those visits. Chris, you're up first.
Okay.
Is legacy a thing anymore?
For a coach?
Yeah.
Or for anyone?
For anyone.
Well, college football. I don't think Lane Kiffin's a different bird. We already talked about the Lane Kiffin conundrum. Everywhere he's gone, he's been no less than mediocre. I would say this has been the best sustained work he's done to have Ole Miss the top, what, five or six in the country.
It seems like he gets back on track.
But everybody wants this guy, and I'm not sure why. But yeah, for certain people, money talks. There must be a legacy guy out there somewhere, but you're right. No, it doesn't
How
mean
is his legacy affected?
I'm saying legacy, like you stay at one school, the stadium's going to be named after you one day.
I remind everybody, a lot of the head coaches that we are talking about had legacies, weren't at their first stop when they made their legacies. They coached elsewhere before blowing up wherever they were. Saban being one of them. That was Alabama was not
Michigan
his
State
first start.
Before that, Toledo,
right?
I think.
I also
that.
Want to bring to the point, make the point that Lane Kiffin was like 30-something when he got his first gig.
Yeah, he was young.
That's like super young. And so I think what you're seeing now is him kind of maturing and figuring out what he needs to do to be a successful coach. Out of all the places he's been to, you have to say even with USC. Maybe the Raiders is probably the biggest job he had.
Yeah,
but
of course.
Ole Miss is probably the second.
Talk to people who live there. That's the most important job.
SEC team? I mean, he's got them top 10 in the nation. I think legacy is still important. I think these guys are trying to find that perfect place a lot of times, which sometimes backfires in making their legacy.
I do not know if I want to go to LSU after the governor just fired
Let me ask
the
you a question.
Guy.
Out of those three places, LSU,
Ole Miss,
wherever, where is Ole Miss? Where is that actually?
Mississippi.
I mean, I know the state.
Yeah, Oxford, yeah.
So you got Oxford, you got Gainesville, and you got Baton Rouge.
Baton Rouge is a big town.
I'm going to Baton Rouge. I'm not going to Gainesville.
As his family's
Sorry
flying,
for our Gator Padre
as,
fan on the chat.
As his family is flying around. Don't you think that's probably in the calculations? Can we see ourselves living here?
By the way.
Hey, Gator Padre, tell me which city you would want to live in most.
I think I know what he's going to say.
Gainesville?
Yeah.
Real quick, there's some report out there also that Arkansas might be reaching out the sauce to John Gruden. Keep an eye on that, potentially.
My goodness.
Gruden wants to get back. Telling you the
he's
Dolphins
to
need
back.
To call this guy. He's the guy.
That is the thing that dooms every team. You know what? I'm going to
hire
a guy who hasn't worked in 5 years.
On the other side.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.